Prayer warriors, before we get started today, I wanted to remind you that everything at schoolofthespirit.tv is 70% off for a limited time. Prophetic courses, spiritual warfare courses, seer activation. There's so much there, knowing in the spirit. I mean, these classes, you won't find this kind of teaching anywhere. And then there's your very prophetic Christian living teaching over there also. Don't miss your chance to grab these resources before they go away for good. The clock really is ticking. Once they're gone, they're gone. They're not going to reappear on the new schoolofthespirit.tv, but you will have them forever. Check it out. The clock is ticking. Everything's marked down already. You don't need a coupon code, so get over there right now. Put this on pause. Come back and listen to it later. Get your shopping done and come back. Revival is breaking out in an unusual place, in a nightclub. Yes, really. God is hearing and answering our prayers as young people are redeeming the worldly concept of nightclubs that sees America's youth engage in drunken dancing and fornication and all manner of sin. God is redeeming. God has given some young people what I call a witty invention, a great idea, a God-appointed, breathed concept. According to the Associated Press, revival is breaking out in a Nashville nightclub called The Cove. The Cove, Nashville, which indicates maybe there'll be a cove somewhere else. Maybe this will spread like wildfire. The Cove, Nashville, is a Christian 18 and over nightclub. The premise is party alcohol free, and it's causing quite a stir in Tennessee. Before the party starts, complete with strobe lights and dancing and both hip-hop and Latin beats, the young people take some time to praise and pray to the God they serve. Isn't that beautiful? Now, this is not a gimmick, but a true alternative for Christian young adults who want to fellowship and have a good time. There's three rules. Number one, no twerking. In case you aren't familiar with twerking, it means to dance to popular music in a sexually provocative way. We don't want none of that. I'll leave it there. Number two, no drinking alcohol. The club serves sports drinks, bottled water, and soda. Number three, no smoking. But there is a smoke machine that creates a party atmosphere and features all Christian music. So who came up with this great idea? This is a divine download. You got to agree. Seven black Christian 20-something men launched the Christian nightclub last year. I'm getting my years mixed up. Last year. One of them is an Ivy League educated financial analyst, according to the AP. Their goal was to build a space where Christians could assemble outside of church for fun and fellowship. Eric Diggs, the Cove's 24-year-old CEO, told the Associated Press this: "We ourselves experienced a pain point of not being able to find community outside of our church, not knowing what to do to have fun without feeling bad for doing stuff that's conflicting to our values. There wasn't a space to cultivate that. So we created it ourselves out of that pain point, the loneliness, the anxiety, depression, COVID, and the long quarantine." Now, people from as far as Australia are making the trek to Tennessee to experience the Cove. And this is right on time, especially for the black community. The black Protestant community are going to church less frequently, according to a study by Pew Research Center. Indeed, the number of black Protestants who say they attend services monthly, that's just once a month, has fallen from 61% in 2019 to 46% now. And that's a pretty big shift in a short amount of time. Jordan Diggs, 22, who manages the club's social media presence, told the AP this: "Christians get a rep for being corny, and we want to show that Christians can be normal, can be cool, and they can have fun." Amen. This is Christian innovation at its finest, and we should pray this concept catches on in other cities so young Christians can have a place to hang out without all the worldly temptations. Could this lead to salvations? I believe so. I imagine it probably already has. As Christians invite their friends to the Cove and places like it, we can expect God to touch their hearts. So how do we pray? Pray for the owners of the Cove who are pioneering this new model. They're probably catching some warfare. Pray for this Christian nightclub trend to spread across the nations. Pray for unsaved people and prodigals to meet Jesus in a new way. Pray for new innovations in Christianity that can reach various demographics. Just pray. Just pray. Amen. Remember, everything at schoolofthespirit.tv is 70% off. The prices are as listed. They are already discounted. You don't need any codes. I've made it as easy as possible. We spent weeks and weeks preparing for this. Get it now because this is your last chance. Until next time, keep praying the news.